That's all we hope for here on this program. We hope for great storm surges as well. The bunch of jerks doing their thing again tonight, a 4-2 win over the Buffalo Sabres. We now bring in the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes, Rod Brind'Amour. Rod, great of you to take the time after this victory. It's sort of amazing that every night it seems like teams just winning left and right, the vast importance of getting the 2 points tonight for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. At least I know in our conference, everybody's winning. It just feels like the team's around us. So tough to gain ground and tough to get any, separation. So every night is huge.
When you're preparing your team at this time of year, when you're in a playoff race, and like we said, everybody's winning and it's so tight, are you, in practices, are you coaching them any differently? Are you working on specific things a little bit more, or is it pretty much the same as it would be maybe at the middle point of the year?
We try to really keep it the same and not focus at all on, the big picture. That's really what we've done been about 3 months, it feels like, because we had to, we were behind, I don't know how many points at Christmas time, but it was enough that we weren't catching up anytime soon, and we just kind of decided, just take it a day at a time. And we even took the scoreboards off in the locker room to don't even look at the standings or anything, and just try to focus on that day. And that's the way we've been approaching it, and we're going to keep doing that right to the end of the year.
Yeah, it took care of business tonight for sure. 4-2 win over the Buffalo Sabres. And that in mind, I'd be curious to get your perspective as a former player and now a head coach. How scary is it to play a team that was shut out in 3 straight games, Rod?
Yeah, exactly. That and getting Eichel back, and I think where they're at now in their season, I've been there many times as a player, and even here coaching the last few years, where you're kind of free to just go play, and there's not really much consequences, if it doesn't work out, and that's dangerous. So that's what we faced tonight. They came flying at us, and we got fortunate, I think, to not get down early too much, and we're able to kind of crawl back in the game and then find a way to pull it out.
I think for a few years now, Carolina has been a favorite playoff pick of a lot of people because there are good underlying numbers in terms of getting shots and scoring chances and that sort of thing. And then there weren't enough goals being scored. And this year now, you guys are getting a lot more of that. And Sebastian Aho, I imagine, is a big part of that and how he's stepped up. Teuvo Teravainen and Michael Ferland. What is different, I guess, about this year's team that now you guys are getting the same chances, maybe even better chances, but you're also finally getting the goals that are coming with it?
Good question. I get that asked a lot because, what's the turnaround? And I say, the puck started going in the net, but not that we actually played any better. I thought our first 20 games this season was our best 20 games that we played and couldn't buy a goal. And, it's hard for that. Sometimes you just get breaks, and then when it starts to go your way, I think the guys just, they loosen up a little bit, and then it frees them up, and, for whatever reason, the pucks continue to go in. So, obviously, we need to score a lot of goals if we're going to, have any success.
Chatting with the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes, Rod Brind'Amour, our guest here on Hockey Central Saturday on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Curtis McElhaney's been a phenomenal story, as you know. Your goaltending in general, very, very solid this season. 35 saves from McElhaney tonight in the bounce-back effort. What has he meant to the success of this team this year since coming over on waivers?
That's been the single most, I would say, improvement of our group from years past is just the consistency in the net. We've had guys, Peter Mrazek and Curtis have been phenomenal, really, just stabilizing things when we have breakdowns. I mean, we're going to have them. Tonight we had way more coaching standpoint, but at the end of the day, when you stop them, it allows you just to keep pressing forward, and certainly the group not having to, chase the game, and that's any coach will tell you that. You hear it all the time. When you get behind, it's just really tough. So he's been great. And Peter's been great. And that's really, to me, the whole key to where we're at right now.
Rod, I'm curious because the game has changed a lot since you were a player, especially in the early days. And as now being a coach, I imagine throughout your career, you'd have seen a lot of different kinds of coaches, different kinds of styles. How different do you think you would be as a coach if you were coaching back in the era when you played versus how you maybe have to handle players or play the game in today's NHL?
Well, you're right. It's different. I think every 10 years, whatever, you kind of look back and you go, it's way different. And it's kind of been going that way for a long time. The game is obviously faster, and it's just more skill. There's just better players top to bottom throughout the lineup. So I think back in the day, you always had those elite players. And that's probably the biggest difference. And then to your point on the personalities and managing them, it's so different. It's a much younger league than, you know, it used to be. And you kind of have to stay with the times. And I think the one thing I'm fortunate is, you know, I didn't get out of the game. So even though I stopped playing, I got right kind of down here on the grassroots level coaching. And so I kind of got to see how all the changes, you kind of grow up with it. And so I feel like I'm okay on that end of it. But for sure, it's always changing.
And you're also a physical specimen. Before we let you go, I've always been curious, what's your max bench, Rod?
Yeah, I stopped bench pressing a long time ago. That's blew my shoulders out, and I don't need to be doing that. But you know, I try to stay in shape. I mean, it's obviously staying fit is good, and if I can still rattle around in the weight room with the players, it certainly gives me a little bit of an edge on you know, if I can do it, they certainly should be able to do it. So I'll keep that up as long as I can.
You're the best and quite the inspiration. Keep it going. Thanks so much for this, and congrats on the win tonight.
Yeah, appreciate it. Okay, guys.